America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you take our time together and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're studying on the word opportunity, and we're giving an acrostic, and we said you ought to have an outreach for the lost. You ought to pray and fasting. Then we're dealing with number three, and we call that pay up. That's tithes and offerings. You have an opportunity to give. Giving is not something that you that is just a drudgery. Giving is a blessing. Now, I began reading yesterday, and I read some verses here. I read them wrong. I want to go back in Malachi 3:8. Will a man rob God? The Bible said, "Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." Verse 10 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house." The Bible said, "And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not pour you out a blessing." If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, the Bible said that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, we're dealing with tithes and offerings. I said yesterday, tithing is not under the law. Tithing is before the law. Tithing is in the New Testament. Jesus spoke of tithing. Now, people have a problem with that. Tithing is 10% of what you make, plus an offering. He said tithes and offerings. Now, I want to deal with verse number 10 because we have an opportunity while we're living to give. And I believe this, when you give to the Lord's work, it's an investment. Recently, I asked folk to give concerning the Reaching America project. And let me say, a lot of people gave. We had money come in from unusual places, really. But let me say this to you. I don't take for granted people that give, amen, to this ministry or to any other ministry. I believe that your tithes ought to go to the local church first. And I have turned down people's money. They've asked me. They've said, "Preacher, I'll give you my tithes." Give your tithes to the church. And if you want to give an offering, give us an offering. Amen. Now, let me go through verse number 10. And let me just look at it for just a minute. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse." Now, let me stop right there. We don't have a storehouse in this day and time. That back then, they would have a storehouse where they stored the grain or the fruits or whatever, the corn or whatever they tithe. But today, the storehouse would be the church. Now, we're to bring all the tithes into the church. Now, you say, "Preacher, my tithes go to help Aunt Sally." No, you didn't tithe. God don't count that as tithing. You say, "Well, preacher, I gave my tithes to a missionary." No. Tithes go to the local church, and that's the way the local church is supposed to be supported. Now, God did not ordain for us to have things like yard sales and bake sales to pay the bills at the church house. All right, let me show you from the Bible. All right, Malachi 3:10, "Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house." This is a principle that God has set up in the Old Testament, and it's good for the New Testament. Amen. So you pay your tithes and offerings so that the bills are paid. You say, "Well, preacher, I flip a dollar in or $20 in." Well, you're not tithing. You say, "Well, preacher, I just give this amount, and this is the amount I've got set." No, you don't set the amount. God does, you see. And God set a tenth. Amen. If you're not giving a tenth plus an offering, you're not tithing. Well, it's an opportunity. It's not a rule. A lot of people look at it as a rule, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to support the local church and the work of God. It's an opportunity. Now, notice what God said here. He said this, he said, "Bring you all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house." What's this? "And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts." God said, "Try me." In other words, see if it don't work. Now, some people said, "Well, preacher, do I pay my tithes or my bills?" Well, you pay your tithes first, and God will take care of it.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.